Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So the headline reads, Democrats promise to keep Mike Johnson's job alive after Ukraine aid package is passed. So my question to you, my friends, this morning, do you believe the promises of Democrats? do you think you could take that to the bank? You think you can base your life on it? I'm not recommended. Not recommended at all. In fact, I'm pretty sure 4 out of 5 experts would probably tell you the same thing. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. It is the Monday edition. Hour number 3 is getting off to a great start here. We're launching into the stratosphere, as always, and we have a lot to talk about on the program this morning. Don't forget the telephone number is 949-822-7959. First-time callers, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you want to send us a direct message. And we have, of course, Denise Simon from founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook with us again here this morning. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you heard the intro there, I'm sure. And okay, so this whole thing with the Ukraine aid, Taiwan aid, Israel aid, but there's no securing the border going on, and now you've got some in the Republican Party going after Mike Johnson at this point.
Okay, look. The House passed H.R. 2. Okay? There isn't anything else that would secure the border any more than passing H.R. 2, which the House passed, and it's been sitting almost a year now on Schumer's desk.
Right.
The experts that are trying to defend the border will tell you they don't need more money, including the union. They just want the laws enforced. So the border doesn't need money. That's what Biden's asking for.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they would argue that you need to take the money away so Mayorkas can't be spending it on things like planes and, you know, beds and food and, you know, buses and all that other kind of stuff. Just follow the law. So you got these Republicans, you know, and I appreciate their passion, saying that we're giving all this money to everybody else's border but not our own. When we don't need the money for the border, you just need to follow the law or pass H.R. 2. Okay? Now, let's go over to funding on this bill that was just passed both houses. And, of course, everybody's flipped out about Ukraine. Well, let me say it this way. It was going to get passed one way or the other. Just admit it. It was going to get passed one way or the other. So if Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I understand that passion too. Believe me, I get it. Sometimes we feel like money gets, you know, from Congress just goes into the black hole, never to be seen again. I clearly understand that. I mean, I talk about waste, fraud, and abuse almost every day, several times a day. But let's vacate the chair. You know, she's got Matt Gaetz and somebody else, I think, that's wanting to support her move to have Johnson vacate the chair. All right. We've only got, I think, a one-seat advantage.
Right.
So who would then become the next speaker? Jeffries?
Yeah, it seems to me that there would be, in fact, Maria Bartiromo was asking Marjorie Taylor Greene, what's the plan if you do that? And she wasn't quite really clear on what that plan would be.
Right. Right. So the next speaker would pass it because it would be Jeffries. Now, understand, too, how much of that money that's already been pledged for Ukraine has gone to Ukraine. We don't know that number, but we do know that the lion's share of that money, and I've heard anywhere from 64% to 84%, didn't go to Ukraine, but it went to rebuild our own military so that Ukraine can possibly rent, borrow, or use what we're rebuilding with. Mm-hmm. All right? So it's not even going there. Some portion of it. The majority of it. Let's put it that way. And this next round is the same thing. Now, a lot of people don't understand is that actually what's in this bill says that the money that we and assets that the United States has seized from these oligarchs and these clandestine bank accounts will be used for that funding. Not all of it, but a lion's share of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not on the hook for the whole thing, ladies and gentlemen. Therein lies the truth.
Wow. I mean, see, this is the thing. It's always kind of presented, you know, almost so black and white.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there are times, you know, I get these Republicans and these conservatives and, you know, I understand Marjorie Taylor Greene's passion and Senator J.D. Vance's passion. I get it. I absolutely get it. It really just comes down to the spending. But we have to actually look hard at the spending itself. Meanwhile, as I have said, Ukraine is not just fighting the Russians. Ukraine is fighting the Russians. They're fighting North Korea because North Korea is providing ammunition to the Russians. They're fighting Iran because Iran built a drone base in Russia, and Russia is using those drones. So Ukraine is fighting really a multi-front war, as is, ladies and gentlemen, Israel. Now, do we sit back and do nothing? Therein lies the question.
Yeah, that is a great question. Yeah.
Do we sit back and say, we are not the world's police and we're not going to, you know, be bothered with this? Well, okay. As I say that, I want you to know that what's China doing in the Caribbean? Do we want China in the Caribbean taking over some of the islands like Antigua? Is that okay with everybody?
Well, stay right there, Denise. We are coming right back, folks. Don't go anywhere.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
How many times must I tell you, baby? How many bridges I've got to cross?
We've still got a long way to go here, folks. As we continue through this Monday morning edition, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour this morning, as always. If you have a question or comment for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, you know, Denise, we got a great request, or I should say a great question from Mike in Clearwater. But before I ask you about Mike's question, kind of expand a little bit of what we were talking about as we headed into break. And that was, the way I kind of read it is this. What happens if we don't do any kind of aid for Ukraine, for example? What happens in this whole scheme of things? If we just said, okay, now it's zero.
Well, you're just going to prolong death, and you're going to prolong destruction, and that will, you would see Ukraine necessarily fall probably by the end of the year.
Wow. And then that's not going to simply only be, okay, well, now Ukraine's part of Russia. It would have larger implications for Europe. And then eventually, of course, in other words, the globe has shrunk, you know, metaphorically.
Well, it is shrinking. Yeah. Yeah. And so what's China going to think? Okay, well, the United States, they're bailing out. The United States went, they closed ranks, and they're only going to worry about social justice things, like the things that are happening at Columbia and Yale and, you know, Golden Gate Bridge kind of stuff. That's what they're going to worry about. They're not going to protect their borders. And so China's going to go, okay, Taiwan looks good right about now. Let's go. And Russia's going to go, okay, Moldova looks pretty good. Let's go for Moldova. Or Poland.
Right. Yeah. See, that's the kind of thing. I mean, sometimes...
It's a nasty game. I mean, yeah. Look, I absolutely get it. I mean, if you lay it all out on a table, it's almost impossible to try and process. So you have to kind of take it in snippets. But if you take it in snippets, then you lose sight of the bigger picture. I understand that, too. I will tell you that there are a lot of NATO members that are clearly stepping up and doing what they can to help out Ukraine. And they're not doing it really to help out Ukraine. They're doing it to help Ukraine that really helps themselves.
Yeah,
because they're in fear.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. See, that's kind of my point. And that's the, you know, if we do nothing, ultimately we're going to get back involved in this thing in some other way, shape, or form that will be worse.
Well, it seems to me that we have a Biden administration that is going to avoid any kind of conflict, diplomatic conflict especially, but and certainly military conflict. It's just not going to happen. There won't be any kind of military conflict. But the truth of the matter is we're already in it. Even Admiral Kirby, in a briefing last week, said that when we were supporting Israel in the defense of what happened with these drone strikes that Iran attempted, that, you know, we were in a combat role. Oh, really?
Hmm.
He said it. He said we are in a conflict. So that means that we are in a military conflict. But is anybody going to admit it? No, except him. I think it slipped when he said it.
Wow.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, what are the rules of engagement here? We're always going to play defense. We're not going to be on offense, and therein lies the problem. And if we're on offense, what are the rules of engagement? And I would argue we have an awful lot of things that we can do that aren't going to cost us $1 billion. That costs us $1 billion, by the way, to defend along with, you know, a handful of other countries. But our part of that, you know, to shoot these one-way drones out of the sky to defend Israel cost us $1 billion.
Well, that's a lot. I mean, how could that be sustainable over a protracted conflict?
Well, as I mentioned, you know, you had Congressman Michael Waltz. It was, you know, on the floor last week in a hearing, you know, holding up a bag of hex nuts, maybe 100 of them in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that bag of hex nuts was $90,000. Not $9,000, $90,000. It's not sustainable. We have the abilities to clean up our act internally by following the law. And the law includes waste, fraud, and abuse, by the way. It includes calling up and encouraging any kind of whistleblower we can possibly get to clean up our mess internally. But meanwhile, you've got a very generous, gracious National Security Council in this White House and a State Department that's just pro-Gaza and pro-Palestine and pro, really, Hamas.
Wow. Well, you know, speaking of Gaza, Mike in Clearwater sent us a direct message. He says, please ask Denise if she knows anything about rumors that certain members of Congress are wanting to bring refugees from Gaza to the U.S.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So this could also be a major, a huge problem.
Well, yeah. I mean, those movements have been going on here for several weeks, if not a couple of months. Yes.
And the thing is, too, they're not being sent elsewhere, namely Egypt or nearly
Jordan
or into the Sinai.
Sinai.
Yeah, exactly.
I keep bitching about the Sinai. Can I say that word? I guess I just did.
That's okay. I think so. But, yeah.
That's where they belong, is in the Sinai.
But bringing them here, let's say, to the United States.
How many more do we need?
Right.
We got a whole bunch of them sitting on campus right now.
Right. See that.
How many more do you want?
Exactly. And that, to me, is, you know, it's one thing. I know that, you know, people have the right to protest. We've, you know, seen this happen. They're after these. They're after some of these people for different reasons in terms of messing up people's lives on campus and stuff like that. And certainly anti-Semitic things that are threats, that's not that you can't have that. But what I'm saying is that you've already have this ilk, and then you bring in, I hate to say the real thing in the sense of people who actually come from Gaza to hear that could be embedded Hamas. You know, that just seems to be a recipe for disaster.
We have this division at the United Nations called UNRWA. And it's devoted to nothing but protecting the Palestinians. How's that worked?
Right. Right. Well, and also it's scary to me, Denise, because it seems to me that if you start, you know, almost swearing allegiance to a foreign power or potentate or terrorist group, I mean, doesn't that eventually abrogate your own citizenship? I mean,
of course
if you take
it
up
does.
Arms.
Of course it does. Absolutely. So, you know, we got a division at the United Nations that is called UNIFIL. It is devoted to nothing but, peace in Lebanon. Do we have peace in Lebanon? No. We have this division at the United Nations that is devoted to nothing but Haiti. Is there peace and instability in Haiti? No. So what do? Do we defund them?
Yeah.
My first inclination is to say yes, but if we defund, now think about it. I mean, everything we do is a double-edged sword. If we defund the agency that is there to maintain some kind of or gain some kind of stability in Haiti, we defund it. Who steps in and does it? China. I just said that China is getting ready to take over Antigua and Barbuda. In the Caribbean. Now, shall I remind everybody that they have already taken over the former Soviet Russian espionage base in Cuba? So instead of having Russia in Cuba and Cuba being Cuba, now we have China in Cuba. And do we want China in the Caribbean? I mean, you see what I'm saying? I mean, it is all so horrible and so bad. And this is absolute chess here, and we don't have the people in place, especially at the State Department, that know how to play chess. It's just where we are.
Yeah, because they're almost playing three-dimensional chess back at us on this. All right, Denise, stay right there. We're coming up to the bottom of the hour. And we are coming right back, 949-822-7959, if you'd like to ask Denise a question or make a comment. We are coming right back. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News.
news update.
It provides for greater accountability over Ukraine aid.
You're listening to House Speaker Mike Johnson as the House passes a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It forces an endgame strategy for the Ukraine war. It includes a loan instrument of this foreign aid to Ukraine and the Repo Act to ensure that Russian assets pay for part of the bill.
The Senate expected to vote on this funding on Tuesday, and then the bill heads to President Biden's desk. Now, as for the breakdown of all the money, $61 billion slated for Ukraine, $26 billion heading to Israel, and $8 billion going to Taiwan. Severe weather in North Carolina forcing the Trump campaign to cancel a rally Saturday planned in the town of Wilmington. The former president, who was already in the state, calling into the rally to ask supporters to move out of the area as a severe storm was moving in.
I'm devastated that this could happen.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I'm Pittsburgh, and I really mean it.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
You have to learn.
And we are racing through this Monday edition. Hope that you're well. Hope you've got some great plans for today. Hope you had a great weekend, by the way. And once again, folks, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com this morning. And also, once again, first-time callers, 949-822-7959. 5-9. See what I did there, Denise?
I did.
All right. Well, once again, now we've got a lot more to talk about. You know, Denise, it just seems to me that there is so much craziness going on that we can't even get a handle on it.
No.
Yeah. And especially, I know people appreciate what you're talking about, because this whole thing about China really is sneaking up on us. Trump mentions China, but you know, I don't think people are seeing it in the context really it needs to be in this election cycle, because that's the next big thing.
It's not the next big. It's here. It's upon
here.
Us.
Right.
It's absolutely upon us. By the way, I mentioned Yale and MIT, don't forget Northwestern University. Same thing's about to happen there too. So,
wow.
Yeah.
This isn't, I don't know. They think that they have some righteous cause or something, but to me it seems like they're just supporting Hamas. I mean, this is not good.
Well, they say so. I mean, yeah. I mean, at Northwestern, students are saying Israel has got to go. Israel.
Yeah, the whole
okay.
country.
Yeah.
And by extension, the Jews. I mean, this is, again, stuff we thought was dealt with when the Nazis were defeated and Israel was established as the of modern day Israel was established. You know, but yeah, unfortunately, this keeps rearing its ugly head. I'll tell you what, let's head over to the telephone lines. We got Neil in Henderson, Nevada, giving you a call this morning. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Hey.
I have an answer for Israel, okay, that it's a rather simplified solution. But I first want to speak about, I want to make two observations. Without bullets, okay, the killing stops. The death and destruction, the killing stops, it grinds to a halt. Okay, this aid package to Ukraine is obscene. Second observation I want to make, it's an old real estate acronym, return on investment. Okay, we're giving money to Zelensky and Ukraine. There is no return on investment. Now, let me draw a distinction quickly between aid to Ukraine and aid to Israel. Israel is not looking for charity from the United States. Okay? They're looking for a loan. They need bullets. We'll get them bullets. Okay? They will pay us back, and there will be a return on investment. If they can eliminate Hamas, it benefits the entire world. Whether they can or not, that's a question for a think tank.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, whatever Congress did, my opinion, okay, and I wish I had timestamped this. I said this 3 months ago. If Congress writes Ukraine a check for $65 billion, or what is it, $61 billion now? We're looking at Biden administration, too. It is a done deal. Forget about President Trump. He's not coming back. Trump is not coming back. Biden administration, too, is a reality that we're all going to have to digest. I end my comments on that note.
Cool. Well, Neil and Henderson, we appreciate the call, and I know Denise can respond to that. Denise, what do you think?
What do we do if we have to forecast this thing out when Russia makes a move on Poland?
Right. Well, but the idea, of course, and also we're not just giving money; we're actually giving actual material to Ukraine.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. But again, this goes to the question I was asking you before. What happens if we just do nothing? It doesn't just happen in a vacuum then. And, you know, it's a sad reality, but there's, you know, it's just like before, you know, we didn't want to go over there and fight World War I, right? But eventually got drawn into that and certainly got drawn into World War II. But, you know, you couldn't have done nothing at that point. The sad reality of it. Well, Denise, did you have
And we have to understand, too, that you know, President Duda of Poland met with Trump. Now, wouldn't you really like to know what that was about? What was he, mm-hmm. what was he really asking for or warning or whatever? They discussed allegedly the war in Ukraine and Duda's push to boost NATO members. Well, interestingly enough, we have our new president of Argentina, who has been very pro-Israel, and he would be the first country, I think, in Latin America to say, let's join this world stage, and he wants to be part of NATO.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
It is, very much so. Anthony in Tampa. We've got Anthony giving you a call this morning. Denise, good morning, Anthony.
Good morning to you both. You know, the youthful idiots on the campuses here in the United States, those are Hamas's, those are Hamas's version of Hitler's stormtroopers, the bone hemdens that terrorized Germany and the citizenry and the Jews back then. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's just they haven't taken to destroying synagogues yet or burning any books like they did to pretty much erase the history of the Jews. But give them time, because these knuckleheads, they're so blinded, ignorant, that they're prone to do that, just that. So it's a wake time for, and you know, one thing different is I hear that Jews are taking arms, which wasn't the case in Nazi Germany when Hitler took power. So it's a wise thing for the citizens we hear to arm themselves. It's a Second Amendment right. So by all means, you know, because if the crazies start getting radical, it's upon those individuals to take arms and defend themselves. So thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Anthony. Appreciate the call very much. Yeah, this is, you know.
Well, to be a snot, maybe a little Miss Mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, might want to do the same thing, since she was robbed over the weekend for the second time.
Yes, I heard about that. That being I mean, yeah, this is, well, you're allowed because obviously, yeah, but that just, that helps to, no pun intended, bring it home even more so. And this is not going away. It's happening all over the place. And it can't just simply be explained away. I think you've got these economic factors. You got all kinds of things. And also, this general lawlessness that you've mentioned many times, Denise, that we don't have law and order in this country.
No, and I will tell you this, that the money that the New York is spending on the police to put on these campuses and whatnot, I would say that the endowment bank accounts for these universities are in the billions and billions. They are the ones that should be paying, picking up the tab for the police and not the state of New York.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, it even
that begs, might solve some of the problem.
Oh, yeah. Well, it also begs the question, too, when you have such a slant in terms of the attitude and the agenda and the point of view and so forth, you know, things that are not part of the far left ideology are so frowned upon on the college campuses that there is no, you know, talking about different ideas and, well, you're this and I'm that and, you know, but we can still be friends. That those days, I think, are just so long gone.
Well, you know, as bad as Bashar al-Assad was of Syria with that war, and it's still going on, by the way, it's just nobody reports it, with Islamic State and, you know, the white helmets and Russia and the chemical weapons and all that kind of stuff. We have a State Department, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that are trying to normalize relations now with Bashar al-Assad, who, by the way, I would argue is up before the International Criminal Court. Not that that has any kind of teeth in it, but yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Well, Denise.
It's nuts.
It is. I think that sums it up. It really does. Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Take care. All right. Denise Simon, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. So don't go anywhere.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
So we understand that Home Depot is now starting to get security guards, and this is happening in New York, and also getting aggressive guard dogs or something like that. I mean, that's not very encouraging at all. But we see the direction things are going, folks. It's not good. Which is why we got to get it back on track. And talk about getting back on track, my friends. We've got Chris Markowski. He's the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Head over there. Find out more about Chris, his radio program, his podcasts, and much more. And we've got Chris Markowski with us this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Well, you know, I just mentioned the thing about, I think this is happening in New York, in your neck of the woods, where they're getting like German shepherds and so forth patrolling around in the parking lot in New Rochelle. This according to the New York Post. You know, things just are getting that out of hand, I suppose.
Yeah, again, it's Lower Westchester County, and again, I'd almost be, you know, it's sad, but, you know, almost encouraged the fact that they're actually doing something.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the Home Depot company is obviously saying that maybe customers are getting a little tired of watching other people walk out of the store with, all sorts of items. And, it is a reality that, again, it forces our costs up. You know, people are stealing all the time. Someone's got to pay for all of those losses, and that would be us when we pay our bills, because they're going to factor those losses into, what we're going to pay. And it's inflationary. So it's a step in the right direction. Again, it's a balance that these stores are going to have to take, where you don't want to obviously intimidate people, but, it's gotten that bad. I mean, it was a story last week. It was an area in Queens, basically an open air, stolen goods market on the streets, power tools, everything that people are selling right there on the streets that were obviously stolen. And, nothing being done about it until it gets reported. Then the police, show up and decide to, start breaking some of this stuff up. I mean, it's not good. I mean, it's not, good for society. It's bad for all of us. At some point in time, I mean, from the get-go, if I had a store, it'd be one of the first things. I'm not going to tolerate the zero tolerance policy when it comes to, people coming in and stealing things, smash and grabs and whatnot. You ruin your business too. A lot of people, they don't feel like going into stores anymore, simply because everything is locked up. You go into a CVS, I mean, just to get, basic necessities for your bathroom, and you gotta find an attendant, to unlock everything. I'm not doing that anymore. I'll just order it online. They lose their business.
No kidding. No kidding. And certainly, the idea of, I appreciate what you're saying, because nobody wants to keep watching, people walk out with stuff. And now people will say, well, that's okay. The stores have insurance. But eventually the insurance says, well, we're not going to insure you anymore, or you can't get it because the premiums are so high.
Well, stores got insurance, and you have to utilize the insurance. Your premiums go up. You got to price that in. It's a cost of doing business. I mean, it's just ridiculous. If it's okay that people are going to steal, don't be deal because they have insurance. That has to be paid for too.
Yeah,
it's silly. It really is.
It sure is. Well, talk about paying for stuff. Tesla, we understand, is now starting to really cut the prices of many of its models worldwide, especially if you wanted to get a full self-driving Tesla. I mean, I keep seeing these things about Elon Musk and Tesla. Are they in real dire straits, do you think, or what do you think's happening here?
Dire straits. I mean, they're still the preeminent EV that's being sold in the country. I mean, the business is slowing. I mean, I spoke with a gentleman yesterday at the local BMW dealership, and they can't get rid of their EVs. They can't get rid of them. They just are piling up. And he says, that's the funny thing too is, you want to encourage people to buy. It's fine, but when you start forcing things on people, there's going to be blowback. That's just the way it's human nature, for crying out loud. And, nobody forced, anybody to buy Teslas. I mean, he came out with that thing, and again, I didn't like the fact that I made fun of it, that you're subsidizing those cars. But, people wanted to get one, they get one. But then you get all this nonsense with mandates and, no, we're not going to get rid of this type of car. And, people don't want that, and it turns them off. And it's, that's government trying to get involved in being a salesperson. Not very good.
Well, indeed. And also there's something else going on. I saw an article earlier talking about the idea that I think it was in Business Insider. They said that Americans aren't doing the one thing that's really going to bring down prices. And really what it is like, don't spend so much, because people see the high prices. This is how the author was presenting it. People see these high prices, they get mad, but then they buy it anyway. At some point, where is the tipping point where people say, I'm not purchasing these products anymore?
Well, I mean, certain things, if it's a necessity, they're going to have to buy it anyway. I mean, they're not going to like it. Again, I don't know where he gets his information as far as anecdotes are concerned, because, the big box stores have already been, signaling that, consumers, buying, habits have changed a great deal because of all the higher costs.
Well, indeed. I know that it has in my life and in different people I talk with and so forth. A lot of times you say, well, you know, I just went to the grocery store, for goodness sake. I'm not going out to eat tonight.
Yeah.
You know, it's for real, you know. Then also, Chris, I noticed that the United Auto Workers, they scored a victory at a Volkswagen plant in Tennessee. I think they had heretofore not been unionized. But it got me to thinking about the auto workers here. Are they all going to be building EVs? Or, you know, when finally the government phases out, let's just for sake of argument, phases out the internal combustion engine? Or, you know, what's going to happen to the American auto worker if these EVs primarily come from places like China?
We're already putting up, you know, all sorts of protectionist stuff when it comes to EVs from China. And quite frankly, I don't know how long this EV mandate is going to last anymore. I think that you're seeing that the, you know, people want to have, they're going to have a car that is electric. They want to have a hybrid, which makes more sense in so many ways. But, you know, again, the entire argument that EVs are going to save the planet, which is just, it's just so stupid at its face. It's beyond ridiculous. If that was the case, and we needed to get EVs because we're all going to die because of climate change, wouldn't we be welcoming all of these Chinese EVs that go for $10,000, $15,000, $20,000? Because then more people would go out and get them. I mean, it's, I give the life preserver argument here. I said, if you're drowning and you're going to die, are you going to care that they're throwing you a Chinese life preserver, for crying out loud, to get you out of the water? So if we're all dying and it's an existential threat, climate change, shouldn't we all be like clamoring to get everybody into one of these $15,000 EVs? No. Now we're told it's an existential threat to the auto industry that these Chinese EVs and Sherrod Brown in Ohio and doing all this protectionist nonsense. Well, which is it? You can't have it both ways. You know, you can't. I mean, if it's that big of a threat, then well, gee whiz. Well, then, you know, throw us the life preserver and save us all with your $15,000 EVs. It just shows how stupid and how vapid their argument is.
No, I appreciate what you're saying very much, because yeah, you're exactly right. It's typically, there's a political agenda going on, but what about manufacturing in general in the United States? I think I heard the president say something about manufacturing the other day, but we don't really manufacture a lot of stuff anymore.
No, we still do. That's not true. We manufacture quite a bit, believe it or not. That's a bit of a, you know, a misnomer. There's a lot that's made here in the United States. You know, has various different things changed over the years. Yeah, but no, we still manufacture a lot here. It's not as bad as everyone is making it out to be.
Well, can we be competitive and, you know, looking into the future here, or is that something that would be more difficult to maintain?
Competitive in what area?
Oh, just in terms of costs, production costs, and things like that.
Well, I mean, it depends on what they're making. I mean, you want to, obviously, if you're producing a certain item, there is a quality that goes along with made in the USA. People still go out, you get, shoes made cheap in China, but, you know, people still clamor to go buy the Italian ones, because they're made in Italy. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you get the higher quality of certain items. So, you know, you want to specialize in certain things. There's nothing wrong with that.
Very cool. Thank you, Chris. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning, my friend.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.